Welcome to the Purpose to Service podcast, a weekly show for women entrepreneurs who are ready to package up their knowledge and build a thriving service-based business that fuels the life they desire. I'm your host, Alicia Robertson, and through this show, I share real-life advice, my proven strategies for building your personal brand and gaining more clients, and I chat with other incredible women who are not only crushing it in their industry, but also building their business with intention. Whether you're just getting started or a seasoned professional, every week we dig deep into how you can leverage what you know and make a bigger impact through your content, make more money, and build your coaching or service-based business on purpose. Let's dig in. Hey, you guys, welcome back to another episode of the Purpose to Service podcast. So this week I wanted to talk about marketing because marketing has always been something that I never really felt 100% confident in. So looking at, you know, different media and looking at brands who have really large marketing budgets, I always felt like I was doing the least when it came to marketing when I should have been doing the most. And if you guys know me, I love doing the absolute most. That was until I committed to really learning more about like what marketing was a few years ago. So I decided to go all in. I hired a coach, I did the research, and from that I really learned that all marketing is finding different ways to share your message and what you have to offer to your audience over and over again. It's staying consistent and getting creative with how you're putting your offer out into the world and getting it into like your potential client's face. And really, marketing can be as simple or as complicated as you like. And one of the things I didn't realize back then was that I didn't have to do all the things. So I've shared this before, but one of the reasons why I hit burnout a few years ago was because I was trying to keep up with what all the marketing gurus were telling me that I needed to do in order to like market my offers successfully, in order to be successful. So I literally was trying to do everything that I saw they were doing so that I could, you know, hit my goals and I could book more clients. And I ended up just being really tired and really burnt out. And I definitely don't believe that you have to do all the things now in order to market your offers effortlessly. But I will say I do believe that there should be some space and some room for you to grow when it comes to your marketing. So that may look like, you know, seeing some other like marketing trends popping up or coming up with new ideas of how to market your offers that may be a little bit out of your comfort zone. And one of the things that I didn't realize before was that marketing really is a lot about experimenting. So trying new things and seeing what works for you, or taking a strategy and tweaking it so that it can work for you, and really just tossing it up there and like seeing how well it works for you in your business, and also seeing how you feel about it. So I definitely don't believe that you have to do all the things. Like, you don't, you know, have to fill up your calendar with nothing but hardcore marketing strategies. But I do feel like you have to open yourself up to new things and be willing to try new things, especially if you feel like you've kind of hit a marketing rut. So if marketing feels uneasy for you, or if you're just unsure of where to start, I thought it would be cool this week for me to share how I am taking a very simple approach to marketing this year. How I already kind of have like a rough draft of what like my kind of marketing strategies are going to look like for 2021. But again, I am taking like a very simplified approach to this, and I'm going into it with a plan, but I'm also going into it knowing that I am not going to let this stress me out. So I thought it would be cool, you know, if you feel uneasy about marketing, if you've never really heard or seen someone's like marketing plan kind of laid out, I thought I would use this as an opportunity to break that down for you so you can see how I am going about it, and hopefully to give you some ideas of how you can structure your marketing plan for this year as well. So let's first talk about what I am going to be marketing, because if you're marketing, you know, you need to be selling something or at least getting people onto your email list. So as you know, the Purpose to Service Academy is my main offer, and it has two pieces to it. So there is the membership side, which is more of the DIY option for those who are wanting to go through the course at their own pace, or for those who are needing to spend a little bit more time building their brand before launching. And then there is the accelerator side, which we are now, side note, accepting applications for. So that is our group coaching program for those who are wanting a more high-touch experience and who are wanting to work with me directly. So needless to say, that is where my focus will be this year as far as like what I am marketing. So getting new clients into our program. I'm also focusing on growing my audience as well. So specifically growing my email list and also growing my Instagram account. So I don't necessarily believe in putting like so much weight or so much focus in what I like to call vanity metrics. So growing your social media followings, because I don't necessarily believe that you have to have a large following in order to have a successful business. But I've mentioned before that I really want to write more books and I really want a major book deal. So I know that when the time comes to start pitching to agents and, you know, start talking about which publishers that I really would love to work with, I know that coming to them with a bigger audience will definitely increase my chances. So I don't think, again, it's necessary to have a large audience, but I would like to go with them saying that I have a certain amount of like loyal people who, you know, will be willing to buy my book and who would be willing to help promote my book when it does launch. So I think in that way, having that bigger audience will definitely work in my advantage. So that is really why I'm focusing on like really growing my Instagram account more. And then your email list, I don't think that you have to have a large email list either in order to have a successful launch, but I do think it helps as far as like, you know, averages and like how many people are more likely to, you know, purchase from you or who are more likely to work with you when it comes to like your conversion rate. So that's one of the reasons too, I'm putting more emphasis on growing my email list and also my Instagram account. You know that you have an incredible gift that you want to use to serve your audience. A gift that if packaged up correctly would allow you to make a bigger impact and also hit those big income goals that you've set for yourself. But you may be feeling a little stuck. You're unsure of how to create a service offer that people would actually be willing to pay for, or maybe you're unsure of how to attract your dream clients and book out your services consistently, or maybe you're already just overwhelmed with how much time working with clients will take away from your personal life. If you can relate to any of those, then you're already in the right place, my friend. Within the Purpose to Service Academy, I help women like you to create and launch your signature coaching or service offer and teach you how to serve your clients in a way that allows you to create an incredible experience without sacrificing the life you desire. Want to build an offer that fits into your current lifestyle? Done. Want to learn how to create a launch strategy that won't completely stress you out? You'll find that here. Inside of our program, you will receive all the resources, community, and guidance you need to successfully build your service-based business around the life you desire. And the best part is that you get to choose your own path. Go with the membership option if you would like to go through the course at your own pace, or if you need to spend a little more time building your brand. Or you can choose the Accelerator program if you're wanting a more high-touch experience and to work with me directly. Either way, I am so excited to potentially work with you through the process of launching your service. To learn more about joining me and nearly 100 other women in the Purpose to Service Academy, head over to purposetoservice.co. So, the goals for my marketing strategy this year is to increase the clients in the Purpose to Service Academy. So I have set a big goal to help 100 women to launch their offer and to grow my Instagram and also, like I said, grow my email list. So let's just talk about like what my plan is for social media. So I fell off with staying consistent with social media last year for a few reasons. One being we are still in a pandemic, and when the pandemic first, you know, started, I was about to say launched. We did not launch the pandemic. When the pandemic, you know, first started and everything shut down, I had my daughter home with me, so I was trying to navigate, you know, having her and also working, and it really came down to what I had time for. And if I had time to, you know, either check in with my community, with my, you know, check in with my clients or schedule Instagram posts, I, of course, chose to pour into my clients. So time was a big issue, you know, as well with staying consistent. But also I had two accounts that I was initially juggling. So I had the Living Over Existing account and I also had my personal account. But now that I am only focusing on my personal account, I hope that it will also be a lot easier to manage when it comes to creating content consistently. And then also I know that failing to plan in advance was one of the big reasons why I wasn't as consistent as I wanted to be. So every single time that I've fallen behind or I couldn't keep up with staying consistent, it's because I didn't plan and schedule in advance. So at the time of recording this, and I want to take a moment to toot my own horn here because I am very proud of myself. At the time of recording this, I have all of my February content for social planned out and mostly scheduled. I'll say mostly scheduled. So my goal is to stay at least a month ahead with social media and also with this podcast so that I am not falling behind. But I'm also leaving a little bit of buffer space, just in case life happens again. So outside of just scheduling ahead, I am really working on working with Instagram versus just complaining about all of its features that I really don't like or really don't want to be bothered with. So instead of complaining about Instagram doing the most, I have decided to figuring out how I can use those new tools and those new features to my advantage while also being myself. So, which means for me, going live every Monday on Instagram. So I read a lot of like predictions about what this year is going to look like as far as like content and media and social media and like what the big predictions are for this year. And a lot of people are saying that video, it's where it's going to be. So I am committing to showing my face and interacting live with my followers. And that's, you know, through Instagram Live. I've also found a way to like loop it through Twitter and also YouTube as well. I'm also going to commit to doing one reel a week. Now, this is one of y'all that y'all will have to keep me accountable for because I do not feel creative enough to keep thinking of reel ideas for Instagram. But apparently, you know, that is what Instagram is really pushing right now. So me creating a reel at least once a week, you know, is definitely going to work in my favor. So that's kind of like my plan for really how I'm going to create content on there. But the last thing about social media that I wanted to mention as far as how I'm putting my offers out there and how I'm sharing more of me is I'm committing to talking about my offer more. So just like you, I sometimes feel like I'm talking about it too much or that I'm going to get on someone's nerves. But to be honest with y'all, I don't care if I'm getting on your nerves this year. I want to win. My baby wants a bigger backyard. I want to hit my goal of a helping 100 of you to launch your signature service offer. So if I have to get on your nerves to make that happen, then so be it. I am making a commitment to like going big or going home. So I really want to, or I'm going to really just be consistent with talking about my offer on social media every single day, whether it be on my Instagram feed, whether it be in my live videos, whether it be in a reel, whether it be just me talking like on Insta stories. I am going to talk about my program every single day in some capacity. All right, so that's really how I'm putting myself out there on social media. So also what has helped me for planning for social media too is like every day I'm giving myself a theme. So like I mentioned on Mondays, that's my Instagram live days. On Tuesdays, that may be where I share like a more personal story. On Wednesdays, of course, that's where I center everything around my podcast episodes. On Thursdays is where, you know, I'm really going to try, you guys, to put a reel out. So every day has a theme. So that's what's also helping me to stay consistent with like planning in advance is that every day I know like what type of content needs to happen. So that's really how I'm putting myself out there. And also too, really making sure that my call to actions are clear. So making sure that people know more about the program, know how the program is going to benefit them, but also leading them back to my sales page to learn more and to also sign up. All right, so let's move on to content. So as you know, I have this podcast, which I do every week, but you may have also noticed that there have been a lot more episodes with just me versus the interviews. So the interviews are not gone for good, but I wanted to spend some time creating episodes with just me so that you as a potential client can get a feel for how I teach and also what it would be like for you if you were to join my program. Also, with all of the recent changes I made with like switching over to my personal brand, I wanted to spend some time with you, with just you and me, so we can begin building our relationship. Also, you'll be hearing ads running in the episodes about the Purpose to Service Academy as well. So that will be something you'll start to hear. And that's kind of how I'm using my content or this podcast to kind of put people into joining the community. Or I'll be talking, of course, more about like my freebies and getting people like into my sales funnel. So I'm using my main content platform, which is this podcast, for that. And a lot of the content I'm creating about this podcast is, of course, geared towards the Purpose to Service Academy and the content that is in there, so that as I'm walking through this podcast and I'm sharing the tips and I'm sharing like all the advice that I'm providing you guys, I can easily weave it back into, you know, you joining the Purpose to Service Academy as like the next best step. So really making sure that I'm using my content as a way to be like the first step that you need to take to joining our program, or, you know, inquiring about our program or getting into like our sales funnel. All right, so next I have marketing events planned for each quarter of this year. So a marketing event is basically a big push that you do throughout the year to get more people into your offer. So it can be a webinar, a challenge, it can be a sales sequence that goes out to only your existing email list or to your wait list. So it's basically a way to, again, get a push of new clients without having to do like this big launch. So the Purpose of Service Academy is evergreen. You can apply to be in the accelerator at any time. You can join the membership side at any time. So with doing these big like marketing pushes or these marketing events every quarter, I'm using that as a way to almost, I guess you could see it as like a mini launch. So this quarter I hosted a webinar. Next quarter I'm planning a push to my current email list. And then I have a few other fun things that I plan on doing for Q3 and Q4 of this year as well. So just making sure that I am staying consistent, of course, with like social media. I am really leveraging this podcast and making sure the content for this podcast is leading people back into joining the community. And then also hosting those like quarterly marketing events, whether it be a webinar or a challenge or something that's really just going to like push people into like, oh, I didn't even know she had this offer. Or, you know what, I've been wanting to join this program for forever. Let me finally do it. So doing like that big push. Just to make sure that I am always talking about and always putting my offer out there. So that's really like it. Like, I know that sounds like not much, but it doesn't have to be complicated. It can really be super simple. And I wanted to take a simple approach to marketing this year because I know that, again, I'm building a business for the lifestyle that I want to have. I don't want to spend all my days creating content and, you know, going live, you know, 12 times a day. Like, I may start doing more live videos a week, but like starting off simple and knowing what I have the capacity for and what I can stay consistent with is what's important to me. If I can put out key pieces of content a week, if I can do one really good marketing event each quarter and like literally knock it out of the park, that's what I'm going to focus on versus burning myself out trying to do all the things every single day. So for me, you know, taking a simple approach to marketing looks like utilizing the platforms where I've already established an audience and committing to consistency and providing as much quality value as possible. So, you know, I do plan on doing some things and, you know, testing out some new things this year as well. So as I learn new strategies, I, you know, am going to implement them here and there, but only if they align with my brand and also if I have the capacity for it. So that is my super simple marketing strategy for 2021. If you are ready to create your own marketing plan for your offer, then that's one of the things that I really do teach you how to do inside the Purpose to Service Academy. So there is literally an entire like workshop and course on just marketing yourself and marketing your offer inside of the community. But also as you work your way through the Purpose to Service course, I teach you how to, of course, you know, create that offer, but also how to market it so that you are consistently getting new clients, so that you are consistently booking out your offers. So if you want to learn more, which I know you do, about the Purpose to Service Academy, just head over to purposetoservice.co to sign up. Again, you can choose your own adventure in this. So you can go the DIY route, which is the membership, and you can take your time going through all of the resources and going through the Purpose to Service course. Or if you're like, no, I need more accountability, I want you there guiding me, I want you to be my coach, like for real, then you can do the apply for the accelerator option, which is more of a high touch group coaching program where I literally walk you, you know, walk with you through the entire process. So again, you can learn more by heading over to purposetoservice.co. And all right, you guys, I will be chatting with you again next week. Before you go, I'd love to know what your biggest takeaway was from this episode. Take a screenshot and share it with me over on Instagram at @TheAlishaNicole. Also, if you enjoyed this episode, please head over to your favorite podcast streaming app and rate the show and leave a review. The more great ratings and reviews we receive, the more incredible women we are able to impact with our message. And as always, thank you so much for listening to the Purpose to Service podcast.